Blog Talk Radio.
Check, check, 1, 2. Hello. All right. I think, okay, we're live, I guess.
You're listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network. You're listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.
On the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
All right, we are live on the Fast Lane Sports Show. Wow, this website is really starting to make me upset. I don't know what it was doing. It was glitching right there at the very beginning. It wasn't letting me pick the audios, and it was just doing its own daggone thing. But here we are. We're live. Okay. It's the weekend. Hey, that's about the good thing so far to the night. And we are live on the SNS Radio Network. Thanks to Christina over there at Flicks and Sticks for bringing the old SNS Radio Network back. And I was actually scrolling through some of the old audio clips that are still on here and was listening to some of those during the pre-show when I was getting pumped up for tonight's show, which is going to be a good one. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show. Of course, I am your host, Pete, and Christina is here with us tonight. She is in the studio. Not physically her here in the studio, unfortunately. She is on, just like any other person that calls the show tonight or on Saturday mornings. She is joining us on the Barbasol Shave phone lines. Each and every guest in 2019 is joining the show on the Barbasol Shave phone lines. Don't forget to look for the all-new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus razors. It features an ultra trimmer 7th blade for refining and styling so you can look fresh and clean. Barbasol has also refined the close shave technology that includes clean rinse, ultra thin blades, and a pivoting head. And for that close, comfortable shave, be sure to use Barbasol Shaving Cream. Also, be sure to follow them on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Instagram and Twitter, I believe, is both Barbasol Shave, at Barbasol Shave. They are very active on Twitter, for sure, especially during golf season. They are big, big sponsors of PGA and golf. So be sure to check them out on Twitter. Give them a follow and tell them that, hey, you heard them on the Fast Lane Sports Show. Let them know that you are friends with us, because they are friends with us also. This is Friday, so that means this is Talkin' Dirty, presented by Hammer DFS. And I believe we have Christina with us now. Christina, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
There she is. All right. Christina, for the last couple weeks now, we have brought on a new sponsor to the show, and that would be Hammer DFS. And I'm very excited and very happy that they have come on board with us to be a presenter, a sponsor of Talkin' Dirty. And that's always awesome when we can get companies to come on, like Barbasol for sponsoring the phone lines. Talkin' Dirty, presented by Hammer DFS. That's always awesome, Christina. We've been in the sport of racing now, both of us, probably for a combined, I don't know how many years. And we know firsthand, you've dealt with drivers. I've dealt with drivers. We know firsthand and personally how important it is not only to have sponsorships in racing, but in radio as well. So anytime that we can bring on a new company to the show is always a good thing. And I know that you know that, and you're appreciative of Hammer DFS as well for coming on board with us for Talkin' Dirty. So thank you for coming on again with us tonight, Christina. I don't even know why I thank you anymore. You're like a co-host. So, I mean, you're here with me every Friday. You are Talkin' Dirty. So it's like, I guess I'm kind of your co-host for Talkin' Dirty, because you are the brainchild and numbers person behind this segment and why we do this. Of course, first-time listeners, if this is your first time tuning in, this is Talkin' Dirty with Christina, presented by Hammer DFS, as you saw there on the link when you clicked on that. It goes back many, many, many years ago when Christina had Slicks and Sticks going full-time. She had Slicks and Sticks on Mondays, I believe it was, Monday nights.
Yep.
And then Sling and Dirt was on Thursday nights. And mm-hmm. I had gotten hooked up with Christina somehow through Twitter and whatnot, and was kind of, I was working with drivers. She had the radio show, so I kind of was bringing drivers onto the show for her as guests. And for her dirt racing show on Thursday nights for Slinging Dirt, I think I had maybe tweeted it or said somehow it got out that that was the dirtiest show on the internet. And she liked it. Christina liked it. Everybody thought it was funny because, you know, it was kind of a, you know, obviously a play on words, the dirtiest show on the internet. So when I got the opportunity to have Fast Lane Sports Show, I wanted to do a segment with Christina on here for dirt racing. And so I thought, okay, we'll play along with that theme of the dirtiest show on the internet, and we'll kind of throw a little twist in there, and we'll call it Talkin' Dirty with Christina. So that's a big joke now, is Talkin' Dirty and the dirtiest show on the internet with Christina. So I hope other people see the humor in it like I do. And if you don't, then I don't know what to tell you. So go be
a
NASCAR
fan. I mean,
if you can't get the humor.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. No, I feel like you were like the promoter of the Thursday show. Like, you didn't know a lot about dirt racing back then, but you tweeted throughout the entire show that we had at the time, and everything. And for a lot of people that don't know, I mean, we've been doing various shows for 2019.
Yeah.
10 years.
It's been that long.
10 years now. Yeah, roughly 10 years. So.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing a lot. The sponsorship helps. It helps me pay the bills. Let's be honest. I mean, I don't know how many people like that are new to what you know, listeners and stuff. Now, I mean, I don't know who knows like. The backside of everything is I own Slicks and Sticks. I am Slicks and Sticks. I mean, you know, that's it. That's all there ever was. And, yeah, I know a lot about sponsorship. Like Pete can tell you, we did NASCAR for a good many years. You know, did sprint car PR work, all kinds of stuff. And now we're just having fun.
Yes.
For the most part. That's all it is for me.
Right.
But no, it's always cool to do these shows. I mean, I feel like you're not a co-host. I'm not a co-host. I feel like you're the host, and I'm what they call, like, the expert.
Okay.
Kind of like the expert of the dirt racing. So that's the way we do it that way.
Okay, that's fine, too. I mean, I'll call you my co-host. I don't care. This is everybody's show. I mean, we do this because, like you said, we love this. We love this type of racing, the grassroots racing. When you had this show, Slinging Dirt, Slicks and Sticks, I knew, you don't have to sugarcoat it, Christina. I knew zero about dirt racing. Okay. The only thing I knew about dirt racing was that they raced on dirt. That was it. Okay. I couldn't tell you what the cars were, what they looked like, nothing. All I knew is they went in circles on dirt. So you don't have to sugarcoat it. I knew very little to zilch about dirt racing. But we have done this for so long now because this is just like when I started the Fastlane Sports Show podcast with Tom. And we eventually have moved on to the live shows every weekend. It's because I wanted to bring that attention back to the small town short tracks like Slicks and Sticks and Slinging Dirt was also. You know, it's funny. You watch NASCAR every weekend, and now NBC's biggest thing is My Track, My Roots, or whatever their silly hashtag slogan.
Yeah, remind me. I got a story about that then.
Whatever that hashtag slogan is for them, you know, they act like they're on some big breakthrough or you know, that they're trying to promote small town. It's what Christina and I have been doing for the last 10 years. You know, it's just, we don't have a multi tens of millions of dollar budget to do what they're able to do. But, you know, NBC pumped the brakes a little bit. You know, that's not your idea. You know, there's been other people, and I'm not even saying Christina and I are the first ones to do that either. But there's enough of us little ones around that have been trying to put the focus on the small town short track, which is where NASCAR got its roots. But we've just never had the national attention, and we have not had the national platform like NBC does. I mean, for God's sake, they televise NASCAR racing every weekend, you know, millions and millions of viewers and whatever. So they've got a bigger platform that they can use it on. So that's cool. I'm happy they're doing it. But, you know, just don't make it sound like that was your brainchild that you just came up with this June, you know, when you first started broadcasting NASCAR again for 2019. You know what I mean? So.
But, oh, yeah.
what is your story with that? You have a story?
So, yeah. So. You know, we talk a lot about Ohio tracks, Pennsylvania tracks, and we talk about the national circuits that run and everything. So a little track back home called Path Valley Speedway. Now, wouldn't you damn well believe that damn sign showed up at Path Valley Speedway this past weekend, and my good friend and a person we've talked about on, you know, this show, all of my shows, we've even wrote about them on the website and everything. Don't go there. I haven't wrote there in a while, folks. I'll reboot it here soon. But Zach Newland went to victory lane in the 305 sprint cars, which we talk about them a lot because they get underrated attention as well. That damn sign was there in victory lane.
Yeah.
And I was like, you've got to be shitting me. I was like, you know, I'm glad I'm glad dirt racing is getting attention. I really am. I'm glad. But I'm salty, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm salty about it because it just irritates me. But I don't want to be on a national platform either, though. I don't want to be on a national platform for the simple fact that my mouth would have to be,
regulated.
Censored. I wouldn't be able to. I would not be able to give my 100% true, unrated, unfiltered opinion. And if you've ever listened to any of the past shows, whether it's the Fastlane Sports Show, whether it's Talking Dirty here, or Slinging Dirt, or Slicks and Sticks, the Hockey Power Hour we had. I'm gonna say if any of y'all heard anything, I'm an unfiltered, unrated person. So
yes.
I mean, I could not be on a national show. No, would never work. Unless it's like the late night show.
Yeah. Okay. So my same deal with that is, Jennerstown got the same thing. They got a package from NBC. And they just, I know exactly how you feel, because when I seen that they made that announcement that they got the thing from NBC and that they could be featured on my track, my roots, or my roots, my track, whatever the heck it's called. They were all, sharing it and googly eyed over it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, guys, I've been coming there for 3 years. You don't share any of my stuff, So I know exactly how you feel. But at the same time, Jennerstown is going to be googly eyes over that because of NBC's platform. They've got what? NBC probably has what about, I don't know. They don't have many more listeners than us, probably a million or two more. So, just a few, we're getting there.
Holy shit. We'll get there. Get there one day.
So, this is Talking Dirty presented by Hammer DFS. Christina is here. We are on Twitter, social media, hit us up on there. Hope you're listening to the show. Barbasol Shea phone lines are open all night tonight. Not all night, during the show. So for the next 40 minutes, the phone lines are open. So if you are listening and you've got something that you want to talk about with dirt racing, maybe your favorite driver is running for championship this weekend. I know there's several different dirt tracks that have several different championship weekends coming up this week and soon. I know Wayne County's getting down to their last couple races because the All-Stars will be here Labor Day weekend for two-night show. So their sprint cars are getting stuff wrapped up as well. So if your local short track is getting ready to wrap up its season and you want to talk about it, call in tonight, talk to us. Christine and I will be here till 9 p.m. So if you want to be on the show, give us a call. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We'll take one commercial, and then when we come back, we'll get right into dirt racing, and we'll pick Christina's brain a little bit. Coming up later in the show, too, don't forget, we've got the penalty box. Every Friday night, somebody who's been naughty this week lands themselves in the penalty box. We'll see who Christina throws in this week, but that's later in the show. So stick around. We'll be right back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
All right. We are back. Thank you for tuning in to Talking Dirty by Hammer Fest. Hey, Christina, what is right around the corner? Just another weekend and a half away.
The start of the NFL?
Yes. And with the NFL, okay. What does that mean? That means
fantasy football.
Yes. All right. if you don't, and you know what else has awesome fantasy leagues is NASCAR. And if you don't know how much fun a fantasy NASCAR league is on DraftKings and FanDuel, or if you've been wanting to try daily fantasy sports, Hammer DFS has everything you need to start winning real cash prizes. These guys have been playing and winning on DraftKings and FanDuel every day for over 3 years now. A monthly subscription to Hammer DFS gets you access to everything they play, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, NHL, and of course, NASCAR. You'll also get exclusive access to their private chat with fellow members and 10 fantasy experts. That sounds like a deal. Right now, listeners of this show, Fastlane Sports Show, can get $10 off their first month at Hammer. Just go to hammerdfs.com, sign up with coupon code Fastlane, and get your exclusive discount now. Again, that's hammerdfs.com. And then use the code FASTLANE. It's all one word, FASTLANE, to get $10 off your first month there. Also, be sure to follow them on Twitter at HammerDFS. Let them know that you heard about them on the Fastlane Sports Show. Let them know. Say, hey, you're friends with Fastlane Sports Show. That means you're friends with us. So be sure to head over there. Check them out. Give them a follow if you'd like to win some real cash prizes on playing fantasy football, baseball, hockey, NASCAR, whatever it is. Be sure to go to hammerdfs.com and check them out. Christina, here we are. It's another Friday. We've had another weekend of great dirt racing action. What do you have for us with the World of Outlaws?
Well, Mother Nature won. Mother Nature won. We talked Friday. They were running at River City Speedway on Friday. And we talked about, that event because it's in, the home state of Donnie Schatz. And Donnie Schatz ended up winning with David Gravel and Logan Schuchart rounding out your podium. That was Friday night. They were supposed to race Saturday. Didn't happen. Hence the womp. Mother Nature won. But they're in action tonight. They are at Black Hills Speedway tonight. And then they're going to be at Big Sky Speedway tomorrow night. As far as I can tell via Twitter and stuff, I don't believe rain has captured any kind of momentum tonight. So let me... I hate trying to figure out how to... World of Outlaws. Let's see. Sorry, I'm perusing through Twitter. Nope, they are getting, there was meet and greets earlier and everything like that. They have, hot laps and qualifying order up. Now, mind you, we're on the East Coast. They're on the West Coast. We are in slight a bit of difference of time. The time difference is a killer for us. So, because they're in South Dakota. So they're a couple hours different from what we are now. So going into the night, the points, boy, Points are a thing of beauty. We see Donnie Schatz has a 24-point lead now over Brad Sweet. That points lead can change, though, as we know. It did within one race. It changed. So we'll see then David Gravel sitting third. Darren Pittman is fourth. And rounding out your top five in points is Logan Schuchart. Gravel could easily, if he goes on a bit of a winning streak, we know he's hot. He's doing good. If he keeps his momentum, rolling, we could see the gap between him and the top two very diminish very easily. But no more updates as far as that goes. Unfortunately, Mother Nature decided to be, the bee that she is and canceled out racing last Saturday. So we'll see how tonight pans out and how tomorrow night pans out before we get into next week. But that's all I got when it comes to the World of Outlaws. Now, the only major other division we talk about anymore is the All-Star Circuit of Champions, which is based out of Ohio. They are on their Pennsylvania swing. It is a four-day PA trip. It's a lot of racing in Pennsylvania. And last night, they opened up this swing of four-day racing with it being All-Stars versus Posse. Aaron Russell picked up the win at Grandview last night. Now, mind you, that race also found itself in a bit of a rain delay.
there's that rain delay.
Yeah, Mother Nature wasn't kind last night either. There was a bit of delay, but never fear, with Tony Stewart in charge, that race was going to get done one way or another, even if they got a race at dawn. We've seen that before many a times. So what the podium looked like last night at Grandview was Aaron Russell, Paul McMahon, and Danny Dietrich is the only PA Posse member that decided to make the top three. But then the rest of the top five were Posse, as Ryan Smith and Ryan Taylor rounded out your top five. And Ryan Smith has actually just started rerunning again after he had a pretty bad accident and took some time off just to make sure, medically he was cool, good to go, and everything like that. So tonight they're actually running at Williams Grove Speedway at the Jack Gum Twin 20 race. And we've seen time trials already take place as, we were getting ready to kick off the show. And Dale Blaney ended up taking the fast time award there. And if you follow along on Twitter, you can follow, the All-Stars Twitter handle or Williams Grove's Twitter handle or anybody really that follows sprint car racing. You see a lot of them tweeting results and everything that goes with that. So they're at Williams Grove tonight. They'll be at Lincoln Speedway tomorrow night. And then Sunday. Yeah, we race on Sundays. They will be at Babs Motor Speedway as well. So it's a lot of racing going on for the All-Stars. So where do we stand with points, right? That's the next step. What's going on with points? Well, 2 points separate the top two people. I'm telling you, this is the battle right now. This one's a good one with the All-Stars. I don't think Tony Stewart could have dreamed, a better run for the points championship here. Aaron Rutzel retook the points lead with the win at Grandview. But Dale Blaney only had a 2-point gap going into tonight. Dale Blaney setting fast time, and that kind of helps him out a little tonight. So we'll see how that goes. Then you see Corey Elias and Paul McMahon and Brock Zierfoss comfortably sitting in your top five. Now, speaking of Brock, he is a Pennsylvania kid, so it's kind of a homecoming for Brock this week, and see how it goes with him. I know this is a track he's done well at Williams Grove. He's done well at the other two tracks they're going to hit. So I look to see, he's that silent sleeper. I look to see him either get a win this weekend or, podium himself, the rest of the weekend and see what he can do. Another, PA Posse guy that's really good at tonight's track and tomorrow's track at Lincoln Speedway is Danny Dietrich in the 48. Danny likes to play spoiler. Doesn't matter who comes into town. whether it's the Outlaws, the All-Stars, whether he's invading their territory or they're coming to his territory. So look for Danny Dietrich to be on their move too. He's not, you know, he'll push you out of the way. He's not afraid to get dirty. And, you know, he's a past guest on our show, some of our shows too that we've had, and he's not afraid, you know, to kind of bump and run or just wreck you. It don't much matter. He's no shame. But that's the top two national circuits as they ran last weekend. So, you know, it was a pretty good deal for the All-Stars. They got some racing in, and they raced, you know, last night. And then World Outlaws, they didn't fare out as well. So, but, nope, that's the top two circuits as far as points and roundup go.
Yeah. Sorry, I was looking at Twitter because the World of Outlaws is actually tweeting. They're warming up the motors at Black Hills Speedway. So it looks like they will be getting ready to go racing very soon out there. But, yeah, close points battle. Has been for the last several weeks. It's gone kind of back and forth a little bit, but, I mean, it's been a few points the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the points gap for the All-Stars has been within 5 points, I think it has been, for like maybe the last month, at least the last month, and maybe 11 points, 12 points at the maximum for the last 2 months. So these guys, they're putting on a show. You know, they're not going to me, this is where your money comes, you know, you're getting the most bang for your buck is when, you know, you see the All-Stars. No offense to the World Outlaws because they battle back and forth too. But, I mean, you can only see so much Donnie Schatz and Brad Sweet show. But it's
right.
But it's like the All-Stars, it's everyone. It's a showdown of showdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, they've all done it. It's all great to see, and I mean, heck, I loved when we've seen them. I paid lots of money to see All-Star Racing.
Yeah. But also, I mean, along the lines of national series, you know, the World of Outlaws also had the late models. And
yeah.
I believe off this weekend, but next weekend, they'll be here in Ohio. They'll be in Hartford, Ohio, at Sharon Speedway, August 30th and 31st, Friday, Saturday. The World of Outlaw late models will be here. And it looks like, I'm reading it here, it's a battle at the border. World of Outlaw late models, $5,000 to win on Friday, plus the Rush Sportsman Modifieds are looks like $500 to win on that night. And then Saturday for the World of Outlaw late models, it's $15,000 to win for Saturday. So mm-hmm. I guess if you could sweep the weekend, that's about $20,000 extra cash you could have next weekend for the World of Outlaws. But they've got a couple big shows coming up, not just Sharon Speedway. I believe I was reading also they've got something coming up here soon. What did I just see? Oh, Lernerville. They'll be at Lernerville in, I guess, a little over a month, middle of October. They will be there for the Steel City Stampede. Boy, there's a mouthful. So,
yeah.
you know, we do talk about sprint cars a lot on this show. That's just because that is the big, that's like the Cup Series in NASCAR.
Yeah.
of kind of dirt racing. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
You know,
no, you're right. If
are,
you wanna,
are that
yeah.
top level just because of the speed and the size of the motors and everything. But the World of Outlaws, the late models too, I mean, they get it too. Those guys get it too. So I'm not taking anything away from the late models. And I know you're
no,
not. I know you're not.
No, No, if anybody knows me, they know that's where I grew up with. And I'm, you know, I have the late model, you know, page up right now. And, you know, you touched on Sharon Speedway. They're going to be at I-96 Speedway. And September 21st is a huge date as well, because that's the late model national open at Selins Grove Speedway in Selins Grove, Pennsylvania. And, you know, that's a track that became home to me after, you know, I got married and everything and we moved. So that's cool to see. And I mean, I love late models. It doesn't matter where it's at. I love late models, but you know, speaking of them, I just saw a bit of, this is cool, statistics, stats. Let's check this out. So Brandon Shepherd is leading the points, you know, for the World of Outlaws Morton Buildings late model division. He's got a 234-point lead over Ricky Weiss, who's running second in points. So after his win at Williams Grove last week, because, you know, we talked last week, the World of Outlaws late models invaded Pennsylvania. So after he won at Williams Grove Speedway last Friday, Brandon Shepherd is only two wins away from breaking the all-time season wins record, which was set by Josh Richards in 2016. There you have it.
So, there we go. That's dirt racing. What we'll do is we have about 20 minutes left for the show. Once again, the phone lines are open. So if you're listening, don't be afraid. Dial up that number, 657-383-1903. Give the show a call. Call in. Tell us what your favorite, maybe favorite short track, small town short track you've ever been to. Maybe it's the one you go to every weekend. Maybe it's your home track. Call us up. Let us know. Christine and I would love to hear that. We would love to know what the fans like and where they like to go. But then coming up here in a little bit, later on in the show here, we will kind of break down a couple more local tracks. We'll talk a little bit about Wayne County. We'll see what Christina has up her sleeve for some more PA tracks, see what they're doing this weekend or coming up in the next couple weekends. And then, of course, we've got the penalty box coming up. Christina will be telling us who was naughty this week and has landed themselves in the penalty box. And then before we go off the air tonight, I do have an announcement to make about the show. So be sure to stick around. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll break down some more dirt racing when we come back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. You're listening to the Fastlane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.
All right, we are back. Christina is with us. This is Talking Dirty, presented by Hammer DFS. Be sure to go to hammerdfs.com. Check them out. See if you like it. If it's something you think you want to do, sign up for a subscription. When you do, be sure to use code FASTLANE, all one word, FASTLANE. You'll get $10 off your first month at Hammers on hammerdfs.com. Check them out. That's all you got to do. Check them out. It's fantasy, football, hockey, NASCAR, golf, baseball, whatever it is you want to do. They do it. They've got tons of subscribers now that win money, cash prizes every single weekend. So be sure to check them out. They have come on board with the Fastlane Sports Show to be the sponsor of Talkin' Dirty. They said, hey, we like you guys and your show, and they wanted to be a part of it. So I didn't turn them down. So here we are. So this is why we are Talkin' Dirty, presented by Hammer DFS. Great group of guys over there. Be sure to check them out. Christina, we are down to about 19 minutes left in the show. I know I was saying a little bit ago about updating some stuff at some local tracks. Do you have anything coming up big time in PA with any of your hometown tracks going on this weekend or next or anything?
Yeah, actually, the coolest thing about this is because it's it's all about the end of August, we're going to see a lot of big races coming up. But tomorrow night at Port Royal Speedway, I mean, if you're locally in the area of Pennsylvania and listening to the show, and, you know, we appreciate that. Tomorrow night is going to be Open Wheel Madness, which means you're going to see 410 sprint cars. 358 sprint cars are returning to the Speed Palace. They haven't been there in a while to race. So that's 358 sprint cars, underrated division as well, returning back to the Speed Palace for their summer series. And then the 305 sprint cars are all running. It's a winged open wheel madness. It's going to be awesome. And it's dollar hot dog night. I mean, you can't get better than that. General admission is only $17, and students are 7 and 11 and under are free. And this week, if you're a senior citizen, not saying you are, but if you are and you want to get a discount, this is the weekend to go to Port Royal Speedway because it's only going to be $10, which isn't a bad thing to do. So then following this coming weekend's race, it's going to be awesome. You want to know why? Because Fair Week.
Oh.
Fair Week in Juniata County at Port Royal Speedway is the best week. You know, if I had vacation and, you know, from my job and I could go back, I would go back this week, August 31st to September 7th, because I'm a fat kid, love fair food. But you're going to see 1, 2, 3, 4 nights of racing.
Wow.
Not your usual one, you know, one or two and call it a day. No, 4 nights of racing. So the fair opener, which is August 31st, is the 16th annual Butch Reniger Memorial Race for late models. 33 laps, $4,333 to win. Now, mind you, the threes is a significant number. If you know Butch Reniger, it has to do with him. Now, he was huge in late model racing. He's missed dearly. And that's going to be awesome because that night is a night where late models shine and thrive. Then you're going to see Monday, September 2nd, the afternoon, 1 p.m., Foss Jeweler, 68th Annual 410 Sprint Car Labor Day Classic, 25 laps, $4,000 to win. During the day, y'all, we don't see day racing and sprint car racing. Why? Because it's usually dusty, rubbery, and they go a little slower. But it never fails. I don't know what it is about the Labor Day Classic, but there's always drama and always great racing. And you're going to see late models as well in 4-cylinder pure stocks will run too. So then September 6th and 7th are 2 days to circle. Big red circle. If you can, if you're in, you know, PA, Ohio, Maryland, wherever, these are the 2 days you want to come. $52,000 to win. It's the Tuscarora 50 weekend. So this is the weekend with the All-Star Circuit of Champions come back. This is their final stretch in PA. And it is literally the 52nd annual running of the Tuscarora 50.
Nice.
Doesn't get any better than that. That's
right.
Port Royal. I'm telling you, this is the last 2 weeks coming up. Now, mind you, you're still going to see racing after that because, well, the World of Outlaws will be coming back as well to Port Royal, and they will come back to Williams Grove Speedway to run, you know, there as well. run some mm-hmm. final races there. But to me, those 6 days of racing that I mentioned are some of the best, racing you'll see. And like I mentioned earlier, September 21st, if you can go to Seals Grove and see the late models. And it's going to be, that's a good time too.
That's a lot of racing in PA.
Yes.
As you know, we have a lot of home tracks because we're all over the place as a radio show, but our dearest to our heart home track would have to be Wayne County because it's right down the street from us. And mm-hmm. we've been there several times, but tomorrow night is the sprints, the super stocks, the mini stocks, and the modifieds. There's no late models tomorrow night at Wayne County Speedway. It's the Sam Huffman Memorial 500 to win mini stocks race. And it's also the season championship tomorrow for sprints, super stocks, and mini stocks. Now, this is not the last weekend of racing at Wayne County Speedway. And by the way, the weather for tomorrow is looking phenomenal. So be sure, if you're in this area and you're looking for something to do on a Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, go to Wayne County Speedway. They've got a guy that is running for the championship that hasn't won a championship at Wayne County Speedway since 1992. So he is right there in points. Yeah. So it's going to be a good race. And then, of course, Labor Day weekend, September 1st. It's a Sunday. Here we go. We're talking about Sunday racing, right? It's a Sunday, September 1st.
Sunday racing.
Uh-huh. The Ollie's Bargain Outlet All-Stars will be in town. They will be at Wayne County Speedway Sunday, September 1st, for the Pete Jacobs Memorial $12,000 to win sprint car race. So again, if you're looking for something to do in this area, the Stark County Fair runs until September 2nd, I believe, which is a Monday. So, if you want to get away from that and you want to find something to do, go to Wayne County Speedway Sunday, September 1st for the Pete Jacobs Memorial 12,000 to win sprint car race with the All-Stars. They will be here. We've talked about them. They're in a tight points battle themselves. So lots of great racing. Wayne County Speedway, weather permitting, is scheduled to run all the way through September 21st, I believe. So they've got about a month of racing left. But those are a couple big dates coming up for that track as well. So be sure to check out Port Royal. Be sure to check out Wayne County Speedway. Be sure to check out Lernerville. They've got a big race coming up with the Rush Series as well. What else you got? We got Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. So there's plenty of tracks to check out. Those are just some dirt tracks. But be sure, you've got around here, you've got Midvale, which is asphalt. You've got Jennerstown, which is asphalt. So you've got plenty of options if you live in the Ohio, Pennsylvania area. More than likely, there's a racetrack within an hour's drive to you. There's a small town short track somewhere. Mm-hmm. So be sure to check that out. And Christine and I always encourage you guys to do that. Wayne County just tweeted out something a few days ago about how grateful they are to the fans and how, I believe it was last Saturday, we had some unexpected rain come through, and it pushed the racing at Wayne County back a little bit, but the fans stuck around. They stayed there. They waited. The track prep crew, they were on it. They got the track ready. Some drivers helped put some heat in the track. They got it ready, got it racing. They got all the racing in last Saturday night, and the fans were all still there. So that's what we talk about. Support your local small town short tracks. They depend on us and you guys showing up and giving them their money. So be sure to support them. And you know what? Tweet them. A lot of them are on social media. Tell them you heard about them on the Fast Lane Sports Show. Let them know that you guys listen to us and that you hear us talk about them as well. All right. Mm-hmm. I think that we've wrapped up. I think we've got all the dirt talking. So
I have one
Christina,
more thing I forgot about.
Okay, go ahead.
I almost forgot about this. I don't know how I forgot about this, considering it's 3 days of late model racing, and it's in Mansfield, Ohio. But the Dirt Million is this weekend.
Oh.
So it's 3 days of racing. Yeah, three full days of racing with the Twin Duels, which is 10,000 to win features from Thursday. Then they got the Twin Duels, you know, for Friday, tonight. And then Dirt Million will be tomorrow. There's 30 people are going to start this race. I don't know how you're going to get 30 late models. it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. But, yeah, so that's going on this weekend. If you're in Ohio and you need something cool to do and you want to see something real cool, this is a weekend for late models that are really awesome to see, too. It's the Dirt Million. It's got its own website, guys. most don't have its own website, but it's just one weekend a year. But it's called dirtmillion.com. Yeah, dirtmillion.com. If you want to, you know, help the ticker grow and make it a million, you can purchase things and shop to help make them purse higher. It's crazy. You can follow along on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. There's a lot of people I know from that I grew up with and, you know, friends, some photographer friends and stuff of mine. They're out. They chose to go to this over seeing, you know, the All-Stars and stuff in PA. They left PA and went to Ohio to, you know, to see Dirt Million, which is cool because there's nothing wrong with, you know, late models. Late models are amazing. But, yeah, now I'm wrapped up, totally wrapped up now.
Okay. We will take one last commercial break. This will be it. And then when we come back, we'll find out who gets thrown in the penalty box, and I will make a special announcement about the show. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Living in the northeast part of the country, we all know how dirty our cars can get during the winter. Between the road grime and salt, our cars look terrible. Don't spend your weekend or money at those touch-free car washes. Instead, take your car to Dan's Detailing. Dan takes the hassle out of getting a clean, showroom new-looking car. Visit him on Facebook or call 330-321-7974 to get a wash scheduled today. Dan will get that ride clean and looking new inside and out. He also specializes in ceramic coating, which will rejuvenate and renew that high-gloss shine. Just minutes south of Cleveland, call today and tell him you heard about Dan's Detailing on the Fast Lane Sports Show.
Knows what that sound means. That means that we are in the penalty box section segment of the show here on Talking Dirty, presented by Hammer DFS with Christina. Christina.
Yes, I'm ready. And so,
that laugh.
So ironically
evil.
Enough.
I said that sounded like an evil laugh.
Well, it could be evil.
Okay.
Today it's not even racing related today. Ironically enough, I haven't really seen much other than Tyler Dipple, who got suspended indefinitely from the sport of NASCAR. I mean, y'all, you can throw yourself in the penalty box because you're stupid. It didn't say what you did, but more than likely you used a banned substance that you're not allowed to use. So, you know, womp, there you go again. The kid hasn't had a good run in NASCAR so far, so Tyler Dibble, we'll add him, throw him in there. There's our racing, you know, penalty box, 2 minutes for being stupid. So we're going to actually, you know, ironically enough, this comes from the hockey side of things. My pick for the penalty box is a hockey player. And, you know, everyone's probably thinking, well, what the hell does that matter? Hockey's in off season. Yeah, winding down, actually, out of the off season. Preseason will be starting soon. So this is why this should have hit every news, you know, ping in the country today. And not just in our country, in Russia as well, ironically enough. But Capitals star Yevgeny Kuznetsov has been banned from international play for 4 years. Now, that means, folks, no Olympics, no World Cup, nothing, nothing, finito, zero, nothing related. He cannot play, can't even, you know, have an imagination of wanting to play internationally. Even if Russia would want to play him, they can't. Well, and, you know, Russia got screwed by their own countrymen, considering he tested positive for cocaine.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I've seen various players, you know, get suspended or banned from, you know, the International Ice Hockey Federation for many of things.
Mm-hmm.
Cocaine? This is a first.
Right. Yeah, I think I think Christine, I think instead of a penalty box, I think he will be ejected with a 15-game suspension.
I'm pretty sure it should be. Pretty sure it should be.
Yeah.
You know, and ironically enough, the Washington Capitals statement is this: we are aware of the positive test result and related international sanction that has been imposed on Yevgeny Kuznetsov. We are disappointed with the development and take this occurrence seriously. In addition, we are committed to ensuring he has the necessary support required to work through the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
here's the real big kicker in this, okay? Cocaine is not considered a performance-enhancing drug in the NHL and is not prohibited under the NHL Performance Enhancing Substance Policy.
Because I've never had the situation.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's my thing. If this was an everyday American just walking around snorting cocaine, you would be put in jail.
Right.
If they found it on you.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's my thing. If he don't get something from the NHL, you're going to hear me really complain in the coming weeks if there is nothing done with this.
Yeah.
There should be additional disciplinary actions. Like you said, we're jokingly giving him a 15-game suspension. I feel like he should be suspended for the entire year and have to go to rehab, but that's just my opinion. So, yeah.
Well,
the NHL's shaded blue lines win again with the rules.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's your penalty box recipient of the week. He was a knucklehead and a bonehead. He was very naughty this week. So he is in the penalty box. And I'm not even going to try and say his name because I'll mess it up.
Yevgeny Kuznetsov.
There you go. We are down to 90 seconds. And before we get off the air, I wanted to make a quick announcement. We will be making some programming changes here coming up in the next week or so. You probably won't hear us on Friday nights because high school football is starting. So I will be focusing on high school football Friday nights, but we will still be here on Saturdays. Christine and I will be here Saturday from 9 to 10. And then also from 10 to 10:30, we'll be doing a special show, Saturday morning fantasy show presented by Hammer DFS. Chris from Hammer DFS will be joining the show each Saturday from 10 to 10:30 to share NFL fantasy news. Tune in and get tips, news, and help with fantasy football lineups. We will even have the Barbastol Shea phone lines open so you can call in and even ask Chris a question, maybe about your fantasy team or whatnot. So look forward to that. That will be starting up sometime in September. I can't wait for that, so that would be pretty cool. So be sure to stick around right after Christine and I show from 9 to 10 on Saturday mornings from 10 to 10:30. Will be me and Chris talking about fantasy football. So that sounds fun. I'm excited about that. Can't wait. Christina, that's it.
Thank you for listening to the Fastlane Sports Show.
Has come to an end. So thank you for sticking around and coming by on a Friday night and chatting with us and doing a little talking dirty.
My pleasure. Tomorrow's a national holiday in Florida, if y'all weren't aware. I didn't really realize how big tomorrow is in Florida, but it's UM versus Florida and college game day opener. If I survive, it'll be lucky living in Florida with these two college football teams battling it out and major prestige. I don't really care about either team. So be on the lookout, y'all. Maybe you'll see some cool tweets, see something. I don't know. I'm going to see what I can scrounge up. I'm not going anywhere near the stadium they're playing at. No. Avoiding all that. But college football starts tomorrow.
Yeah. Of course, we are. If you're listening to this now, it's because you're listening on the archived version of the show, kind of like a podcast version of the show right now. Whenever you go over your live time, the show kind of gets recorded, right? So when you listen back to it, you can hear all this. This is kind of like extra part of the show, I guess. But yeah, Christina, dirt racing is only going to be around for another month and a half, maybe 2 months. And then we're going to need something to talk about on Saturdays. So yeah, I figured college football, NFL football, and then, of course, your sport, hockey, is going to be starting up real, real soon, too. So we'll have lots to talk about on Saturdays. So I hope that everybody keeps sticking around. It's the Fastlane Sports Show, and initially the podcasts were set up for racing and strictly racing. But with this live show, we can do so much more. And with people being able to call in, we'll be able to focus on any sport anybody wants to talk about, and I love that. I love that we have that freedom to talk about and do whatever we want on this show. That's what Fastlane Sports Show has been about since the very beginning, and I love doing this. I know Christina does, and I just appreciate everybody's support so far. The 3 years I've been doing it with this, and then for the 10 years that Christina and I have been doing radio. So it's been fun. I love it. It's kind of just a hobby for now. Obviously we don't, we're not paid by ESPN or Fox Sports or nothing. So, Christine and I aren't making, millions of dollars to be on the radio, obviously, but this is something we love to do and we have a passion for it. And we take about an hour out of our week to sit down and talk to you guys. So I hope you guys appreciate it too. So I know I do. I know Christina does too, but I won't talk.
Any chance I get to talk sports is cool with me. I really didn't realize how big this game tomorrow was. But I mean, I'm avoiding Orlando at all costs, considering that's where they're playing. They have to play somewhere neutral, neutral quote unquote area. No. So I'm avoiding Orlando. That game is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So it's going to be, I don't know. It's all anybody's talked about for the last 2 weeks down here. So, I'm from, the Northeast. I talk about Penn State, Ohio State rivalry. That's what I grew up
right.
with. So now we'll see how this goes with this. And no, talking radio is fun. I mean, no, we don't get paid. I pay out for us to. To get to play radio. But no, it's been fun. I appreciate being able to come on and talk with you. And it's cool. I'll listen to the fantasy show. I know nothing about it. We did our own thing. Not even gonna lie. No. Well, you know, we've done our own stuff, you know, before. We've done our own NASCAR stuff, fantasy stuff. When we did the hockey show, the guys that were on with me, we had a fantasy league. That was intense.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy hockey was crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure people lost sleep over that.
I remember, too, there was some goofball on your show that he would always pick the weirdest every weekend, too. And it was like a theme for him. Like, one week it'd be all girls. One week it'd be all drivers that drove an 88. I mean, this guy was a real And he was always, he made goofy, stupid picks. He was always in the basement. And everybody nicknamed him the basement dweller. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe he was making just honest picks. I don't know. But it just seemed like he had a theme to his weird picks. So I don't know if you remember that or not.
Oh, I do. Trust me. I had, you know, up until like maybe a year ago, I mean, I still might have it. I have the notebooks. Because what y'all don't know is back in the day, I used to make notes prior to going on shows. And I would write down all of our race picks and points and everything else. And I mean, I would go back through that and I'm like, wow, how far it's evolved. And everything, which is cool because we really evolved from where we started to now. And I mean, we did so many shows.
And
don't get me wrong, I'm going to bring some of them back, but, you know, cool little shows maybe, you know, during the week, especially hockey, because you can talk hockey every day of the week and have something to talk about.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
That is true. And the same could go for NFL. You just have to pick the right day and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, no, there's some. My God.
And it was funny, too, because
we did some crazy stuff.
You guys were all into your picks. I mean, you guys were playing hardcore. And then that guy
was vicious.
He was just a goof. I don't remember his name. Some goofball. I don't remember his name. He's probably like, I don't know, I don't know who he was. He was some goofball. He was probably a Dale Jr. fan.
Probably. I would say that is a very high given.
All right, now. I'm ending the show. Where's the end episode button at? Oh, shoot. All right. Well, if you guys are still listening, I know it's not live, but if you guys are still listening, be sure to follow all of us on Twitter. I say all of us. Follow the whole show on Twitter. There's four different places you can go on Twitter to follow the show. You can go to @_FastLaneSports. That's the show. You can go @FastLane_host. That's me. @KChambersSNS. That's Christina. @SlicksandSticks. That is, of course, this show is on the SNS Radio Network. SNS stands for Slicks and Sticks. In case you were just born 10 hours ago. So be sure to check all that out. All of the handles are in the show description there. Also, FastLaneSportsShow.com, SlicksandSticks.Weebly.com. You can check those out. Mine's not updated very much. I don't have access to update mine, but it's there.
Oh.
It takes you to OhioPodcast.com. But you can also follow all of us on Facebook, Fastlane Sports Show, obviously, and Slicks and Sticks. You can follow both of those on Facebook. Don't forget our sponsors either of the show. Of course, Barbasol, you can follow them on. They have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They got everything. They're one of them big companies that does a lot on social media. Hammer DFS, @HammerDFS on Twitter, hammerdfs.com. 357 Woodworks on Facebook and Instagram. Check them out. Give all of our sponsors love. Let them know that you have heard of them on this show. Let them know, hey, I heard about you on Fast Lane Sports Show. Just wanted to let you know. That way the sponsors know that their investment is returning on them. So let them know. Follow all of us, and we'll be back we'll be back tomorrow morning. Christine and I will be back tomorrow morning, unless she's got a hot date with the beach. But I will be here at 9 a.m., and we'll find out what happened tonight in racing, and then maybe talk a little. We'll just touch on what happened tonight at some short tracks. I know there's a couple things running, World of Outlaws, obviously. And then, you know, we might just spend the rest of the morning tomorrow talking about college football or NFL football or whatnot. So tune in tomorrow, 9 a.m. We'll be here, Christine and I, bright and early with our coffee and orange juice and lots of notes. So, Christina, it was a pleasure once again.
Yes. My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you. You may be on your own tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. But, okay. You know, if not, if you are, you know, I'll be back next week for sure when we go to Saturdays only. But, you know, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Yeah. I'll try to tune in tomorrow. Maybe I'll live tweet if I can. I'm not sure where we're going yet, but yeah, it's been real. It's been cool and fun, y'all. Enjoy your weekend. And it is College Game Day kickoff this weekend as well.
All right. Well, you have fun, whatever you guys do tomorrow. Tell Jim I said hi, and we will catch you, if not tomorrow, if we don't hear from you tomorrow, we will catch you next Saturday morning.
All right. Sounds good. Peace out, y'all.
Okay. All right. For Christina, of course, I'm your host, Pete, and this has been another Talking Dirty presented by Hammer DFS. Till we talk to you guys tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., be sure and have a good, safe, enjoyable rest of your Friday night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya!